then you will see clearly how you can live within your means. Money, Part 1, Vocabulary and Phrases. To make ends meet. This is when you earn just enough money to live, but no more. You have no extra money left over after living expenses. Example. Between my husband's and my wage, we only just make ends meet. To have debt, to be in debt. To owe money to someone, a bank, etc. You need to repay someone money at one point. Example 1. I have quite a lot of debt, so there's no way I can quit my job at the moment. Example 2. I am in debt to the bank. A budget, to budget. This is a fixed amount of money you have to spend on something. To budget is when you are careful to only spend a certain amount of money. Example 1. My budget for food shopping is about £50. Example 2. I've had to budget a little this week as I had less money than I thought. To cut down, to cut back on, spending, etc. To reduce how much you do something. Example 1. I'm trying to cut back on how much I spend on alcohol. Example 2. If you are putting on weight, try to cut down on how much bread you eat. An income. Money you earn from working, investments, etc. Example. My income is just about enough to live off. To have money coming in. This refers to the money you get every month from working, investments, people giving you money for other reasons, etc. Basically, all of the money you receive. Example. Since my husband lost his job, the only money we have coming in is from my job. To live within one's means. This is a phrase which means that you only use money that you have, you don't go into debt. Example. I've always tried to live within my means, so I've never really had any debt. Money, Part 2. You don't have to be tight-fisted to be good with money. You just need to be prudent with your spending. For every purchase you make, consider whether you really need it. If you start cutting back on luxuries, going out drinking, etc., you can afford more of the necessities, food, etc., without having to borrow. Money, Part 2, Vocabulary and Phrases. To be tight-fisted. This is when you do not like spending money, when you are mean with money. This is a negative term used about people who don't pay their share. Example. I hate going out for dinner with my brother. He's so tight-fisted. I always end up paying for everything. To be good or bad with money. This is when you are good or bad at managing your own finances. Example. She doesn't have a good job, but because she is so good with money, she always seems to have more than enough. To be prudent with money. To be good with money. To be careful with money. To make good investments. Example. He's been pretty prudent over the years and is now pretty well off. Note, to be well off or wealthy means to have quite a lot of money. To be able to afford something. To have enough money to do, to buy something. Example 1. I've got a pretty good job, so I can afford to eat out quite a lot. Example 2. I can't afford to go out this weekend, so I'll probably just stay at home and watch TV. To borrow. To lend. To borrow is when you take money from someone or a bank with the intention of giving it back. To lend is when you give money to someone but you want to get it back at a certain time. Example 1.